Because the promise is found in Revelation 21 and 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. The overcomer shall inherit all things. Anything less than overcoming falls in the category of verse number 8. Because if I'm not overcoming, then I'm not a believer. I'm allowing fear to keep me from achieving what God wants to do in my life. See, that's why fearfulness is such a devastating thing. Because God's always calling me to the unknown. And if fear is my dominating factor, I'll never go there. And thus I'll never be an overcomer. Never be an overcomer. But here's what I want to leave you with, is the reality of 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. See, when God gave the promise to the overcomer, he also gave the promise, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And as he told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient, in another portion of Scripture. And then Paul makes the declaration that everything that I have done, I labored more than they all. But it wasn't I or me that was doing it. It was the grace that was upon me, that was with me. That grace of God that takes me, makes me stronger and takes me to higher heights than I don't think I can achieve. Some folks are considered overachievers. Some folks are considered underachievers. Some folks are just considered achievers. God's children are just followers. If anything is achieved, it's because his grace had its way with that believer. It's by grace that we are saved. It's by grace we maintain that salvation. It's by grace that we overcome every obstacle that is put before us. It's by his grace. Hallelujah. And that grace, and this is what I wanted to close with this morning. By that grace that Paul was talking about, that divine influence upon the heart, that's a definition of grace. Thus bringing a reflection of that grace into my life, and especially gratitude. When grace is having its way in a believer's life, it will always produce gratitude, an unworthiness. So that's what gratitude is. It's the opposite of gratitude is unworthy. In other words, because of my unworthiness and my sense of unworthiness, I have greater gratitude because God's grace has helped me. Grace. In Colossians 3 and 23 and 24, it says, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of your inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you do, do it heartily. What's that mean, Brother Pepper? That means with all your heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. And then whatever you lay your hand to do, with that same love, you do that work. Wow. Hallelujah. And here's a little something to ponder and think about. It says, give God your best anyway. Some people are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you may win close false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty makes you vulnerable. Be honest anyway. The biggest men with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help that may attack you if you help them. Help them anyway. Give the world the best you have and you may get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. Author unknown. Whatever you lay your hand to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Because we're not doing it for men. We're doing it for Jesus Christ. Brothers, every drywall screw you put in this place, you weren't doing that for Brother Pepper. You're doing that for Jesus Christ. Every drop of sweat you dropped on these floors that were covered with dust and dirt, you weren't doing that for men. You were doing that for Jesus Christ. And when we lose sight of that, well, that's when we become overwhelmed. That's when we get tired. That's when we get weary. But when we realize the promise is to the overcomer, and I can only overcome by grace, I can only labor by grace, I can only do it heartily by grace. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. If it's worth doing, do it with all your heart. And if it's pertaining to the kingdom of God, brothers and sisters, it's worth doing. Hallelujah. Because His grace will be sufficient. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up glory. He will come like He's come this morning and renew our strength, renew our mind, renew our heartiness. Hallelujah. His church, God's not done. The work is not complete. There is work to be done, and I'm not talking about on the house of God per se. That's just part of it. Actually, that's a small part of it, of the work that God's wanting to do. Just as soon as it gets done with our knotholes, just as soon as it gets done with that fan in his hand and that fire fallen from heaven. As John the Baptist said, one that's coming, catch a hold of this church. The greatest prophet on the face of the earth till Jesus Christ stepped on the scene. He said, there's one coming. I'm not even worthy to untie his shoe or tie his shoe. How worthy do you think you are this morning? Does God owe you something? Or do you owe everything to God? John said, I'm not even worthy to tie his shoe. But he's not going to baptize you in water. He's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and in fire. Whose fan is in his hand. Do you know what happens to fire when you fan it? It burns hotter. That means it gets worse. His fan is in his hand. Because, church, he ain't going to leave us like he found us. And he ain't going to leave us in our complacent state if we've reached one. His fan is going to be continually burning out anything that is not Christ. That is not his will. That is not his work. His fan is in his hand. Sometimes, church, it's not the devil. Sometimes it's our lack of obedience, and he breaks out the fan and he starts the fire and he begins to fan it. It's not because he wants to, it's because he loves us with an everlasting love. Whom the Lord loveth, he spoils. He doesn't do anything about their disobedience. He chastens. Whose fan is in his hand. I've been on the end of that fan, church, multitudes of times. I've been on it this morning. Whose fan is in his hand. I often ponder, why in the world do I tarry so long about being obedient to God? Yeah. When I know God's in the house and I know God's speaking to my heart. But then why do I stand still and not move? It's a good question to ask yourself. How long did it take you to get your help this morning? So that's what he's wanting us to work on. He's wanting us to learn to get it quicker. 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 Why? Because then when we're out there in the world, we can witness quicker. Witness quicker. Lift up Christ quicker. See, if we can't move with God in the house of God, I've said this ever, as long as I've pastored. If we cannot move with the Spirit of God in the house of God, we're never going to be a ball of fire out there witnessing to people. Never, never, never. Because this is your training ground right here. This is where you learn to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And walk with God and worship in the Spirit of God, so that when you're standing out there in the face of the world in the heat of the battle, you've got power. Because you know how to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Wow. Go read the book of Acts. What they take to the world. What they experienced in the upper room. What they experienced in that prayer meeting. That's what they took to the world. Did you get anything this morning to take to the world? Because his grace was here. Paul said, I receive not the grace of God in vain. God moving in my life was not wasted. I labored more than they all. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if you think pastor sometimes is a workaholic. Because I am. But you know where I learned it? From the Apostle Paul. I labored more than they all. So whether it's rolling up your sleeve and cleaning the toilet, or whether it's witnessing somebody out on a street, helping somebody along life's way, helping somebody move furniture to storage, hey, It's all a bunch of work. And if you're not willing to work, you're not part of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God says if you don't work, you don't eat. I'm pretty confident we're all eating pretty good. Don't misunderstand Pastor this morning. Pastor loves you more than you'll ever dream. Sometimes more than he shows. But there's one thing this pastor does know. God's building a church, and he's building one right here. And he's not done with you, he's not done with me, and he's not done with the community and these surrounding communities at all. But he is stirring us up. And whatever can be shaken will be shaken. Praise our God. And I don't know about you, but he's been shaking me. He's been shaking me. I'm tired of being shook. I'm ready just to do. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet if you would this morning. And let's lift our hands and let's worship God for his grace. Father in heaven, we praise your holy name. We thank you for grace. Lord, for without it, we'd never make it. I wouldn't make it, God.
Give me every song. With my every breath, Lord, I'll make your mercy known. With every song or all alone, I will love you. I will love you. Oh, I'll live a life that says, Lord, you give me every song. With my every breath, I'll make your mercy known. And with every soul or all alone, I will love you. Lord, I will love you. Oh, every song, with my every breath, I'll make your mercy known. And with every soul or all alone, I will love you. I will love
you. Praise be to our God. Just consider yourself dismissed, church. Encourage everybody to stay for